Diagnosis. The definitive diagnosis of meningitis is established by detection of the causative organism and/or demonstration of biochemical changes and a cellular response in CSF. CSF is obtained by lumbar puncture, where a needle is inserted between the posterior space of the third and fourth lumbar vertebrae into the subarachnoid space. Before performing lumbar puncture, the possibility of precipitating or aggravating existing brain herniation in patients with intracranial hypertension must be considered. Patients are increasingly being investigated beforehand by computed tomography or other imaging techniques. In health, the CSF is a clear colorless fluid which, in the lumbar region of the spinal cord, is at a pressure of 50-150 mmHg2O. There may be up to 5 cells/microliter. The protein concentration is up to 0.4 grams per liter, and the glucose concentration is at least 60% of the blood glucose, usually 2.2-4.4 mol. Table 38.1 shows how the cell count and biochemical measurements can be helpful in determining the type of etiological agent in meningitis. In bacterial meningitis.